Hey everybody, and welcome back to another edition of the BA Sales Counsel Holistic Healing Hour with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill. Welcome one and all. We continue to grow exponentially with your help, invited audience, ubiquitous audience, by continuing to pay it forward, actually liking and subscribing to our YouTube channel and our three podcast efforts. How's that? Spotify, Apple, pretty much all of the major platforms where you would hear any broadcast show. So thank you for that. We are growing exponentially with your help. And in today's version, I'm going to continue talking about bucket lists now in retirement, senior citizenry, any age embarking on learning a foreign language, especially for the first time, you need to a language, in my case, Mandarin. And talking about my endeavors of self-teaching now some 16 days into, and eventually, as my granddaughter gets entrenched back in her junior year of high school, being a master in Mandarin, both written and speaking, is indeed going to be tutoring me as she gets entrenched into a pretty matriculated schedule with her own academia, now also taking Japanese herself, as well as English, and a pretty matriculated college prep course in her junior year in high school. And then as senior year becomes for her next calendar year, she'll be revisiting Mandarin 2, if you will. So she's bilingual as we speak, working on being trilingual. And yours truly is struggling with my native tongue English, still up to and as we speak. Point being, my next episode that you're about to hear after the 10-second break, I leave the outtakes in. Long story short, the software, just because, does not like pre-recorded machine-to-machine. So I attempted in the next segment that you're going to hear me really at this juncture butcher my tonal adaptation of the words that I'm about to say in the next clip. And then I attempted to play a native tongue from an app online, repeating it. It did not pick up, so you won't hear the native tongue. So hopefully in the next segment, you understand why. And there's a reason for that as well. Then when we come back from the second 10-second break, pardon me, we go for about 30 minutes straight. And there's a very quick interlude at that juncture, and I come back and wrap up today's show for less than 2 minutes. So after the first 10 seconds, we're off to see the wizard about self-learning language, frustrations, staying the course, all of the above, techniques, materials. We'll be right back. Thanks for joining us. Okay, welcome back to the show, and we're going to try some experimentation in my learning lessons of Mandarin. And what I'm going to try to do is see if this will play back machine to machine. Hello, Ni Hao, Mandarin derivation. Here's what it's supposed to sound like. Continuing. How are you? Ni hao ma. Ni hao ma. Ni hao ma. Continuing, I'm fine, thank you. Wo hen heo ze ze. Xie xie. Continuing, my name for this example is Tanja. Wojeo Tanya. Couple more. Thanks for ingratiating me. Nice to meet you. Han Zhao Xing Ren Shi Ni. Goodbye. Ze Jian.
Zai Jian. Do you speak English? Grandpa Bill interjecting. On a good day, here's the derivation attempted. Ni hui shu ying yu ma. Yes, I speak English. Shui wo yu shuo ying yu. No, I don't speak English. Bo yo wo bo yo shua ying yo. All right, thanks for engracing eating us. We're going to try to play that back, see if it's discernible. And that's my interjection on a daily attempt to continue to learn Mandarin, and I'm using this forum to practice. We'll be right back. Okay, welcome back, and much as I envisioned, into a lot of practice and trial and error, as I envisioned, the audio version by the native-tongued person, it's in the software, whatever the glitch is, machine to machine, it just doesn't pick it up. So there were those couple 3 second gaps, if you will, space. Those are good. Take deep calming breaths in between. Again, trial, error. That's how we find these out. So I can still use that as myself, repeating that out loud in my self-taught process. So speaking of that, I wanted to continue talking about, for sure, foreign language endeavors, but anything that you can equate to learning something new in life, work, professionally, or otherwise. We talked in archival shows about not becoming bored, not giving up, not fading off, trying to stay vigilant. 27 hours in a 24-hour day, managing life, business, whatever. Young, old, whatever we all do, trying to incorporate whatever we do, whether it's self-enrichment, necessitated, or otherwise. So managing your emotions in anything, to include language learning, would seem apropos. There was once a time when one could take new vocabulary words, be them English or whatever language, languages, just because you wanted to know them, and there was a lot that you wanted to know, if indeed any of that's applicable to you. You've taken languages before, way back in the middle school days of ancient times for myself. Now, yes, I took French. Yes, I took Latin. I was absolutely atrocious at both. Honesty and honestly, I didn't apply myself in either of the two, not as an excuse, as in a reality. So I teased one of my guests who's very fluent in French, and that's his cup of tea, what he does, how he does it, the French guy. And I kidded around with him of recall of, I know a handful of words in both of those languages, and that's about it. Sentence structure and what have you. So, Mandarin is something I wanted to broach mostly because of the influx of my granddaughter, and then trying to do something with and for her, which will materialize. Like all things, it's going to be later than sooner, and it's okay. We've already discussed that. So she will be tutoring me, but she's already now entrenched in the first couple days of her new school season, which I haven't had the pleasure of getting a recap on that as of yet, let alone our plans moving forward for tutoring, which will definitely go past her birth date of October 1st and maybe start to materialize somewhere in mid-October to very early November. So stay tuned for that. So managing anybody's emotions on anything, for me, including all self-induced, willing. This is my bucket list. I am totally retired in business for sure, in a lot of aspects of life. So this is my bucket list in lieu of worldwide travel or whatever. All good things, by the way, for those that those are their bucket lists. We all have choices. We talk a lot about that here. And everyone should have that choice. You, me, and ours. Your bucket list is your bucket list. Mine's mine. And to self-enrich overall and to keep my brain challenged to lots of obstacles. Toxicity of living on the planet for going into my eighth decade and all kinds of crazy stuff in a life form of lived. Lots of head trauma. So, there was once a time when I thought learning anything, vocabulary or otherwise, depending on my degree of intent, I was blessed that I'm a pretty good student long ago, far away, I'm not talking about now, when I decided to apply myself, which in some cases took a little bit longer, like most facets of my life. So sometimes your emotions would get the best of yourself, like any of us of the human persuasion. So you can lose at any game, be it a real game, the game of life, a game of existence, a game of humanity, certainly learning a new language or languages. Other times, when any of us manage to coexist peacefully without any fuss or struggle, regardless of what the subject or subjects may be, for sure, world arena, those are pretty important subjects. Whatever anybody's viewpoints on the whys or wherefores, they most assuredly affect us moving forward. Nobody can deny that at this juncture. And if you do, God rest Daryl Martini, the Cosmic Muffin, you are a fool being ruled by them. Pun intended. That's an astrological pun, by the way. Meaning the stars don't interject words into anybody's phraseology to hear or read the complete sentence. Whether you're learning a language, manners, social interchange, debate. Debate's always been good when it's truly debate and not maniacal. Some warp factor 10 Jerry Springer. So that interjects into everything that we do and how we do it, and staying positive on anything for sure can be challenging. So sometimes anybody's emotions, if you are indeed of the human persuasion, get the best of everybody. Do they get the best of me? Well, of course. I'm not any less impervious to any human emotion than anybody else by being human. That has nothing to do with age whatsoever. So I'm not saying I'm a soulless being devoid of any emotion, because that should be readily apparent of anybody that knows me in any kernel of by being an empath, which I've talked about, to an empath, and infringing my own woe of all situations, regional. Now, I've been like that from a kid up. You can't take on the weight of the world. It will kill you. Especially the weight of this present world. So that interjects into everything you do, soup to nuts, in every single day. Of course it does. So to become more conscious of your existence, whatever it pertains to, and however you do it day to day, you must know when it's time to study, if that's an element of your life. Academically, if indeed you are a student, if it's for a job, if it's for enrichment, if we should learn something every single day to enrich our lives, don't you think? Certainly if it's of a positive nature. It's also what induces good health naturally, with the innate traits that the body was gifted with. You have to tune into them, you have to plug into them, and it's a constant daily battle. So everybody gets sad if you're of the human persuasion. How could you not? More so now than ever. But you cannot mire into it unless you choose to do so, which takes you down a crazy vortex. And that's how you get open to all this craziness and listening and all of that. You have to choose. And you certainly have to choose between the theater that's real and the theater that isn't. And both elements are out there. And boy, do they personify the theater that isn't. That should help part the waters as to what we do, how we do it, and who should be here and who shouldn't, by continuing to have free speech to say so, which I most assuredly do have and will profess until I do turn back to dust and go to my next venture, which I definitely believe in, and I definitely believe I was here before, having no recollection of any of it. But I believe I was here, and I believe I was an animal. And I believe it was either an eagle or a wolf. So, all around the mulberry bush, but all of that pertaining to any new endeavor, for sure, learning a language, and depending on judge, jury, books, opinion, whatever, Mandarin, in most consensus circles, if not the most difficult, I don't know what's the most difficult of anything. It's certainly one of the more challenging ones, mostly due to the tonal differentiation for someone like myself. We all interpret struggle, assets, advantages, strengths, whatever. If you're not in a good mood, period, for whatever the reasons are, it's counterintuitive to do almost anything. Chill out. Harness it, fester it, get through it, move on. But don't study. In my humble opinion, that's how everything spirals into negativity. You have to try to stay upbeat and positive to encompass anything, especially if it's new. Whomever you are, whatever age you are. So have you ever been really angry at someone and then you can't think clearly? I'm going to go way out on a limb, and if everybody's true, and be true to yourself, I'll never know. I'm going to say that's a resounding yes, if you're true to yourself in your own self-assessment. You're only kidding yourself, whatever your self-assessment is, if you're not being true to yourself. This is why it's still quite simple. You can't personify a friggin' thing unless you personify it to yourself. Pretty simple, if we all keep it that way. Politics, for sure, should definitely take a lesson from that, not because I said it. It has nothing to do with me. It has to do with common sense and what has proven to be the deterrent to all of that in the history of mankind on the planet. If one cares to do their own documentation in their own investigation to the truth, which is harder to find in any category nowadays, don't you think? By intent. So happiness, it's the most pleasant emotion anyone can experience. It's one of the gifts of life. Try tuning into it more often. You'd be amazed how you'll feel in and of itself right there. Again, the body being allowed to heal itself. So when studying, for me at any age, way back when, when I was a college student. Yeah, it was a long time ago. I'm at that end of the chronology spectrum. So be it. But it was a long time ago. So happiness brings a feeling of euphoria for a while. And then it feels as if there's nothing that you can do to ruin your flow. If you get this, everything's a balance. Everything's a balance. Overzealous, overconfidence, over whatever terminology, somebody with a pad and paper or whatever, or they got some piece of paper on their world that makes them all knowing and all of that. No, it doesn't in any instance of that. From a troll under a bridge to a Hollywood mansion or whatever. I know a little bit of something about both. I've been in both environments. Do I know everything about both? Never said that. Transparency and truth, I know a little bit about both. So, you're more likely to learn the more difficult parts of anything, most assuredly a language, if you're in a mood to do so. So whatever your constraints are, that makes a world of difference. If you are academia, and oh my God, it has to be done by 3 o'clock next Tuesday for that test or that project, or it is business related, you're speaking in a conference on your business or whatever. Those are all different for sure. You have to crash course a little bit more often, be boned up, be vigilant, be ready, but that's all within your approach. You can still monitor the stress accordingly. Mine's a choice of a bucket list if it never gets done, number one, but it certainly will get done at my pace, my approach. There's no formal testing, or I don't have to answer to anybody or whatever. It's not that type of a thing. And I've always done that when I was Jacob Molly in business and in life, and I most assuredly was. It's why I equate to the whole thing about Charles Dickens. I equate to that character so much as well. And Mr. Magoo for a lot of other reasons. As one of the portrayers of in the Christmas Carol, Scrooge. That was all based on his religious convictions, and I just had a recent guest talking about Charles Dickens, and many of his writings were believed on his religious convictions. Point for another time. The King's English, if you will. Perhaps. Monarchical in its own right, don't you think? So, you're more likely to learn more difficult parts of anything, including the language, when you're happy. Common sense. Common sense would tell you that. So, never allow yourself to be too happy. Sounds funny, but not if you stop and think about it. When you're too happy, you become too comfortable, thus the balance. Then you're too comfortable, be it language, learning, you stop. If you get too comfortable, then you only learn new things when you push beyond your comfort zones. Pretty much in life as a whole, don't you think? Main mental moments in business and in life, and more so at this juncture of my life, being retired from business. Guess which one takes precedence for me? Tenants, that would be T-E-N-E-T. All due respect, look it up. You might learn a new word today. We learned three yesterday. Three new Turkish words. Bath, towel, and border. It's a really old fire sign theater comedy routine. Interjected it as a attempted mood of levity yesterday. Anxiety in any situation, don't you think it compounds anything? Motherhood, fatherhood, brotherhood, sisterhood, neighborhood, pun intended, or lack thereof. How's those neighborhoods looking nowadays, wherever you hang your hat? Main Street, Portland, Maine, Main Street, USA, Main Street around the world. Thus is why languages of all sorts are going to have more impetus than they already do in life and business moving forward, because they're going to be the nature of the beast to do both life and business. It's already multicultural enough, and was before all of this foolishness. Don't you think it's more so now? You're going to have to be bilingual, probably at minimum, to be able to sustain in life and business moving forward. And I'm still not Nostradamus, and I'm not looking into an hourglass or a crystal ball or what have you. That would be commonsensical, in my humble opinion. I won't be here, and certainly under that constraint, if I am here to become Methuselah, chronology-wise, those variables will never apply to me again. So it's bucket list for me. It's adding to my repertoire for me. It's challenging my very severely damaged brain for me. So keeping anxiety and pleasure somewhere in check in life and in business or whatever most assuredly applies to language learning for this cat, and I would think anybody of human persuasion. So anxiety is the emotion associated with doubt, worry, fear, self-induced, and most assuredly agenda-induced around the world. Man, they are churning up the fear factor big time. For a lot longer than the last 8 years, too, by the way. So the emotion is always associated with doubt, worry, and fear under any era, any decade, any time frame. Anxiety is anxiety. When it's intensified for a lot of man-made, manufactured reasons and Watergate-based bullshit, follow the money, forever and ever. Have we really evolved that much as a society worldwide in the history of the planet? And wars have never solved anything. They've most assuredly personified the BS as we've gone on decades after decades, century after century, as a human society worldwide. With many maniacal elements entering lives of my grandfather, yours, Attila the Huns, and, you know, the Ming Dynasty, whatever, wherever, however, whomever, barbarians, suppressed societies, suppressed inhabitants of all colors and nationalities forever and ever, all immigrants that came to America, whatever century, up to and including the last 15 seconds, were immigrants, all brought their own sets of baggage, suppression, potato famines, whatever. Everybody's been prejudiced and suppressed. Whether it goes back multi-generational for those that actually suffered it, it most assuredly has occurred thousands of years ago and most assuredly thousands of seconds ago. So language learning here is the basic root of this show. So it's normal to feel anxious when you're learning something that isn't naturally a part of your own world. Wherever your world is, whatever your world is, before, during, and after. Chronology, your sojourn, you are who you are at conception in the womb. When you come out and say hello, world, you're Peter, Paul, Mary, Bill, Ahmed, Kevin, Mary, all the beautiful names, but you're a name only, and this is a vessel only. Sadness, the effect of sadness on any individual, individuals plural, most assuredly affects self-esteem, and it can be drastic. Especially when you wallow in it. Tough love is tough love too. Although there are different kinds sadness, of course. All of them have the same effects in regards to anything, most assuredly language learning. People develop impediments that they've conquered. That's all a lot of times due to a lot of hidden junk trauma. Truth be told, when they get behind the scenes and little Larry, Jimmy, Kevin, Peter, Paul, Mary, whatever, that had an impediment, kids bullying them, all of it. Lifelong trauma, you get convinced that, yeah, I can, I stutter and all of those types of things. And then there's exceptions to every rule where, yep, it's a medical thing and all of that, of course. We can be convinced of all kinds of craziness, don't you think, in the history of the planet? Don't you think? There's an optimum word, though, think. Just saying. So, a feeling of lethargy or lethargy, you say potato, I say potato. I just said them both ways. And again, that's a freedom of choice, you see. And it's a pronunciation, as it's always been, for the word two different ways, by the way. That would be pretty real, too. So, things will begin to slow down in your process of learning and studying unique to a language here. My interpretation thereof, because I'm the one that's talking about my process of doing it for me. So, a feeling of lethargy, unwillingness, lack of motivation. The proverbial give yourself a kick in the pants. We all have to do that at all the aforementioned levels every day. Tough being a mom every day, too. Doesn't mean you're a bad person. Doesn't mean anything. And it doesn't mean that when you feel that, it'll get overwhelmed by it. Or, geez, I really don't want to take 8 kids to school today, make 23 sandwiches, and go volunteer to flip burgers. Or whatever you all do to do that. It does take motivation. Doesn't mean you don't love your kids. You don't love the kids you're going to flip the burgers for a walk-off. Of course you do. Or you want to be doing it in the first place. Here's another revelation. There's no teacher anywhere in the history of mankind that hasn't rolled over some morning and go, no matter how dedicated they love it and all of that, of course there isn't. They're human too. That I gotta go deal with this today. Please. Just be honest to yourself. That's half the problem in the world. Nobody knows how to be honest with themselves. Become a more problem. But boy, are they ready to take down neighbor Sam, sister Kevin, Paul, Peter, Mary, Aunt Louise, and everybody else in between. Don't you think? The pouncing. How much self-assessment's going on along the way? Lots, in some cases. Not enough. The Matrix was a great movie. It has a lot of symmetry to life. One of the characters, Neo, in one of the particular scenes, stopping the bullets and all of that, for those of you that are fans and all of that, I just got a kick out of the cinematography for myself. Don't forget, I'm an elder statesman. It has nothing to do with it. I'm not Siskel and Ebert here. I'm not coming from that element of it. But have you ever seen The Matrix? If you have, you might remember the scene when Neo stops all the bullets with all that weird pulsing and the technique thingy that they did in the movie, right? What happens when sadness knocks on our doors? Sadness is a very, very, to infinity, very overpowering emotion if we let it be. And it does obviously like to sneak up on us also. Right out of the blue sometimes, over the left shoulder. Pow, where'd that come from? So, in the moment that language learning, whatever language it may be, when you got a jillion words, or it seems like that in some cases, right? whatever a jillion is, a trillion, billion, quadrillion, you pick the number. Insurmountable. In some cases, it is. I don't know, Mandarin, one of my statistics I just read, it has some crazy 800,000 combinations of phraseology and all that kind of stuff. So, of course, your thoughts are in a jumble. Whatever your mental prowess, IQ, and all of that is, that certainly helps and all of that. And if you're challenged or whatever along the way, well, obviously it gets more accentuated because of those built-in variables. Be them medically, some of them are. Lots more aren't. So, lots of good reading out there, good, bad, and the ugly. Always keep in mind your source, where it emanates from, who's behind emanating whatever, especially in this world. But there is some really valid information about anger, not that fans the fire about anger when you get there, to personify it to a different level. Lots of those, too. But true analytical discussion and what anger does to the human body. So anger is a double-edged sword. Anger is the burning, uncontrollable will to do whatever. Burning everything to the ground, literally and figuratively, where equitable and applicable isn't.
Hey everybody, welcome back, and I want to wrap this up, but went a tad longer than I wanted to, so we'll continue this tomorrow. Thanks for being patient. Thanks for allowing me to be self-ingratiating to incorporate these self-taught lessons into these podcasts. You don't know how essential that is, actually playing them back, hearing them audio, and so forth. So bye-bye for now, and may God bless. And this is our main moment. Conclusion for today. We'll see you again tomorrow. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for continuing to pay it forward. We'll see you all again tomorrow. Make it a safe and productive day. Bye bye for now. And may God bless. Peace, everybody.